My name is Kenneth Clare. I've been incarcerated since 1985, almost 32 years, for a crime I did not commit.
Did you kill Linda
No,
Rogers?
No, I did not. I did not kill Linda Rogers. I have no idea who did, but it wasn't me.
We have a witness who says, I saw a white man commit a murder. The white man had a mustache, he wore a white shirt, black belt, white pants. Later on, about 4 or 5 days later, he then changed to characterize the perpetrator of the crime as a black man. Immediacy is far more accurate than later reports. The more time that passes between their initial report and subsequent report, the more opportunity for this influence to take place. On the one hand, he had his perception, his vision telling him that this was a white male, and he knew the difference between white and black. And then he had adults in his life, important people, his mother's boyfriend, who believed that it was a black male. Now, how to reconcile that? I believe that he incorporated the information from the adult witnesses, but just added on a black male onto the crime. So that story then incorporates the demands of the adults, it's a black male, and his perceptions. I saw a white man. At a psychological level, I believe very strongly that this information would be essential for the triers of fact, the jury, to have. That a witness initially said that the person who did this crime was not a black male.
I was a juror on the Kenneth Clare trial. If I had known maybe some of the evidence that wasn't presented to us, I probably would have voted differently. If I'd known that the child actually said that the person was white, this child had actually seen the crime being committed, I think that would have affected my decision, yes. His girlfriend or whoever she was wired, and he made comments like, well, no one saw me go in and no one saw me go out. And there were things that he said that made him sound guilty to me.
I have the recording here and I just wanted to play it and have you react and tell me what's going on in the recording.
You blew the motherfucking thing. Not an issue of your motherfucking.
You say they can't prove a motherfucking thing, not unless you open your motherfucking mouth.
All right.
What does that mean?
Okay, that meant, see, what you don't hear in there is that her telling me that they are pressuring her.
Why don't you tell me what happened? Because I could go in.
You know, I mean, I have been involved with the criminal justice system. So I know that if you don't open your mouth, if you don't talk to them, because she's telling me that they want to talk to her, and if you don't talk to them, then, you know, it's nothing they can do to you. If you don't open up your fucking mouth, it's nothing they can do to you. I wasn't speaking in the sense that I had anything to tell her about that, because I had already denied it.
Tell me, Kenny, tell me what the hell happened. Did you kill that girl?
No, don't you ask me that, huh? Please.
Well, tell me.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I didn't.
Do you remember hearing the part of the recording where Kenneth Clare denies committing the murder?
You know, I'm not going to say yes or yes because I really don't remember.
One of the most important elements or advice I can give anyone in this situation that I am in is, if you're able to, try to hire an independent investigator, someone that works for you. You know, it can bring about a change. CJ did something that no one had done, and that would be to fully investigate the case. And boom, the evidence pops up. He uncovered the fact that they were secretly running testing and had been running testing. None of the other attorneys, none of the other investigators listened to what I was saying. And I was constantly saying that my case has never been fully investigated.
Why do you think it is that all these professional attorneys couldn't get that done, but one guy who runs a small private eye business got something done?
They thought I was guilty. And they didn't see any need to invest their resources. I'm steady trying to get a new trial. That's all I'm asking for. It's a new trial. If they convict me, they won't even hear from Claire anymore, you know. I just go ahead on and just, you know, find me a spot in some prison and just live my life out.
Jurors make the best decisions, they make judgments on their own if they have all the information.
If he's an innocent man, and I actually contributed to him being put on death row, that's something I have to live with the rest of my life, and I feel bad about that. But I hope if he didn't do it and he gets another trial, I hope that all works out for him.
Hope. That's all I have. Hope and faith. That's what I have. That's what I stand for.